Okay, Rabbi Isai. So we're in Parshas Veschanan, Tavshin Samavav, and we're in the Morinayim here. And I'm going to, there's a lot in the Morinayim and Veschanan. I'm going to focus on the words of Morinayim on the subject I'm sure you're all very interested in. And that's the subject of, what's your favorite subject? Parnasa. How to make a good Parnasa. Everyone should be smiling. Parnasa. The Morinayim has three pieces on this week's parsha. And near the end of the parsha, he says that, as I'll say, Ein habracha metzuya ela b'davar hasamui min ha'ayin. The blessing is only found in that which is hidden from the eye. Pashut v'shat, that means that you don't let people see. You try to keep your business or your field or your granary away from public view, so you avoid an ayin hara. Daf shin dalad mem. And he says, however, it's really deeper than that. Samin ayin means the bracha is matsui dafki in ways that are not visible. Dafki, if you think that you have a bracha in your business, oh, I'll get a new advertising firm. Oh, I need a new sales manager. Oh, I need a new product. Oh, I need new wrapping. New showroom. New CEO. All those things are visible. That dafka doesn't work. It's counterproductive. I'm not saying you shouldn't do it, but don't get obsessed on it. Of course, you run a business, you have to run it normal. But the bracha is not there. The bracha comes from what's not visible, and that's totally the Rabbanu Shlomo. And the Morinayim makes the point here, a very powerful point, Keseder, that I'll add a little bit to it. What it means is that this is the world of Tzimtzum. The world we live in is really a process of Tzimtzum, which means a process of constriction and limitation. The bracha comes from Shemayim. It is an unlimited bracha. But we, being so small, if we would get the full bracha that emanates from heaven, it would blow us up. It's too much. We can't handle it. So therefore it goes through many, many worlds, many levels, and it gets more and more restricted and confined until finally you can enter us. When the transfer comes from one world to the next, this is known as the relationship of Dukhra and Nukva. This is known as male and female. The male is the higher world, which is giving over the blessing to the lower world, and the lower world is receiving it. Then in turn, when the lower world is giving it to the world under it, lower than it, that world now is transformed into a male world, into a zohar, a giver, and the world underneath becomes a nukva. There has to be some hatama, there has to be some level of compatibility between the worlds. If there's too much coming from the giver, the taker can't take it. If there's too little coming from the giver, then the taker is not going to get enough to really deal with it significantly. It'll be impotent. What I understand from the Morinayim is that there's two levels in this shefa, in this flow. And that might answer a famous question. The Gemara asks, he doesn't say that, just the Gemara says, the Gemara has a question, how can you say that a person's mezainis come from Shoshana's Yom Kippur? Another Chazal says that a person is judged every day in his pranasa. Every day you have to daven your pranasa. And the answer is very simple, because Rosh Hashanah is determined the full amount you can make this year. But then there's a distribution process. And it could be that in the distribution process, you and I, the receivers, are not a vessel that's worthy. So every single day we're being judged whether we're worthy and we're matim, whether we are aligned properly and compatible with the big bracha that was decided Rosh Hashanah. So it could be the bracha emanated from Rosh Hashanah already, and it's in the pipeline. But we being too small to receive it, have gummed up the pipeline, and therefore we are judged today that today we're not worthy of getting that bracha. That's why we're not getting our pranasa. Because really there should be loads of pranasa. Normally there's lots of pranasa. But we are, the makabel is goyrem, he says, l'sakev ha-shefa chas v'shalom. The makabel is the one who holds back the shefa. So the Maharanayim tells us that most tzaddikim, he says, you know, don't do business. You know, as most tzaddikim, most rabbis, Rosh Hashivas, certainly rebbes, they don't do business. They're not eating a panasa. They're doing pretty good. They're panasa b'chavit, without much work. And not only that, some of them, he says, are really rich. And they're richer than some gevir. As we know, there were great rebbes who were enormously wealthy, like the original dynasty, and they lived like kings. All the rebbes today live like kings. Belz Rebbe lives in a $12 million house. Even the Maran Way, the houses aren't quite that expensive. So $12 million is not bad, and there's little shuls like over 60 and counting. He lives like a king. He's all the money in the world. All the money, lots of money. And the vision is his father-in-law, the vision is a Rebbe, and the square Rebbe. All these rabbis are very, the Gerer is one of the richest Jews in Israel. The Heinrich Gerer Rebbe. He's allegedly worth over $100 million. So the Rebbe is doing very well. And he says the reason for that is because they're big Baal Yitachim. And that's the Pshat the Bracha is only Motzi B'davar Shlomi Menayim. And there's no Tzimtzum. They're good Kalim. They have a good Kli. And he says that Zok the Morinayim, at the end of the parashah on page Shin Mem Vav, that I heard Inyazev Shemati Me'achochem HaSholim Eleki Reina Rav Zusya Me'anipoli. They were contemporaries. Rav Zusya lived longer than him, I believe, but Rav Zusya, they were contemporaries. The Rebbe of Zisha, he says, what's the pshat? It says by Meiser, it says in the end of Malachi Paragimel Pasuk Yud, V'chanunin Abazois, test me out in this. You see, if I don't open for you huge windows in heaven, and I will empty out to you, I'll empty out the treasuries of heaven ad belidai, until there is no die, there's no enough. There's no enough. What does that mean? Until there's no die, there's no enough. What it means to say is the Navi is calling upon us to have great faith in Hashem. By giving Meiser, by giving at least Meiser 10%, you show your faith in Hashem. You can even test God in this. And because you now have such open faith in Hashem, the bracha is open. And it's a lashon varikos lechem bracha, a lashon orik charbi, like we say in Oz Yosh every day. Orik, laharik really means, laharik charbi means to unsheath a sword. So you have a sword that is sheathed in the scabbard, and then you unsheath it, you pull it out, and now the sword is totally open and no impediments. Nothing's covering it. So larik means is to empty out the scabbard of a sword and empty the sword from the scabbard. So too a person, varikos lecha bracha b'layit means, if a person is eina bracha motzi el b'davar semenayim, if I realize that the bracha is not coming from my brand new, spanking new $4 billion factory with the most up-to-date equipment, I know the bracha is not coming from my great salesman. I know the bracha is not coming from Madison Avenue with great, slick advertisers. It's not coming because I'm so bright and I'm so smart. It's not coming for any reason except that's all from the Rabbi Nishlalom. Now the Rabbi does not appear on the corporate stationery. The Rabbi Nishlalom does not appear on the building that I have over here, the brand new building. It doesn't appear any place in my yearly report that I sent to the stockholders. So he's some in the eye, and he is the hidden, he's my secret ingredient. But I know that's not he is the secret ingredient, but he is it. It's all about him. I have to mishtadl. If I'm going to be in business, I have to make a normal business. Not too crazy, but I do a little bit of mishtadlis. I'm running a business. You got what's normal. But I know that that's not where the bracha is from. The bracha is totally what's hidden from the eye. So then, harikos lechem bracha, Hashem says, if you know that it's all from me, and not from the business, I'll make it so clear to you, that I will unsheath myself, just like you saw that I am, to you, the great Baal Bitachon, it's open and clear,
Like the sword is out of the scabbard. You look at the scabbard, you don't have the sword in it. Maybe there is, maybe it's not. Maybe it's just a hilt. Maybe it's a broken sword. When you unsheath it, you see the full sword. You have pulled, so to speak, pulled Hashem out from under the covers, so the brach will also be pulled out. It'll be no stops. The brach will be a shefa, total shefa, ad beli dai. There's no enough, there's no stopping, there's no stop, die, no. There's no tzimtzum. Because die, of course, means enough. Hashem, when He created the world, said the word should be mitzumtzum. The word should be restricted, constricted, and limited. It'll be no limits, no limits. Vary kaiselechem bracha. You know it's from me, the more you know it's from Hashem, the more unlimited the bracha is. The more you have any, be talking to any of the, you really believe in any of the stuff you're doing, then the bracha will be limited by those things. And it'll be, get smaller and smaller. You're strangling your own bracha. You're drowning your own bracha. It's meridik. That is the first statement that I share with you for the Morning Nayim of this week's parsha on Parnasa. And there's another born on Parnasa a little earlier in the parsha. And he says, speaking about Tzimtzum as well, and he says, you know, that, it says in the Zohar that Mon, the concept of Mon, the parsha of Mon still applies today. Mon is still coming down. You thought the Mon stopped in the desert at the end of the 40 years. That's what you thought. You're making a big mistake. The Mon is still around. Very much so. And it says in the Zohar that you should believe your parnasa is totally in the hands of God, to the point that even if you have your parnasa ready, so your refrigerator is full of food, the pantry is full of food, your pocket is full of cash, your wallet is full of cash, your checkbook is bulging. Sounds familiar, right? Your portfolio is blue chip, ship a blue chip. It's chelis, ship a chelis. And your mom is Baruch Hashem. You have nothing to worry about today. So no need to be too desperate when you're davening today. Because today you're doing good. I mean, is that enough food? Tomorrow, sure, you know, all these dollars, but sure, I got lots of money. Whoa, Baruch Hashem. Look at my savings account. Baruch Hashem. I got everything. I'm loaded today. My house, my mortgage is paid. I have the daven tomorrow for breakfast. I'm doing great. Tomorrow morning, I have nothing to worry about breakfast. I got money, boy. So the Zohar says, no, 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 no. You have to daven for Hashem. You're davening chakras. Your mom is money jingling in your pocket. You have to daven to Hashem that Hashem should reaffirm your possession of these possessions. And Hashem should give you rishus to eat the food. Because it's going to happen that you won't eat the food. It's not so poshut. And the refrigerator could get messed up. And Con Edison could chas v'shalom lose energy tomorrow. And your whole refrigerator could get ruined. And everything in the freezer is ruined. And just like you think you're for sure you're going to have milk for your cereal tomorrow morning, you're not going to have it. You're going to come home. And it'll be dark. It'll be so hot in there, you won't be able to eat food. You'll run someplace. You come to shul, maybe. That's how dark it's going to be. Don't count on anything. Daven every day for pranos, even though it looks like you have it in your pocket. Because really, just the mon came down every day for 40 years. What's the talk? Not every day. It was a miracle every day. It's pretty clear it was a miracle. So to every year, you have to feel that pranos every day is a miracle, and you have to be zoicha that Hashem should give it to you. You have to be zoicha. Otherwise, you won't. And the best way to make sure of that is by giving not merely Meiser, but by giving Chaimish. Well, that's time for an appeal. So the best thing is to give not 10% of your income to Tzedakah, give it 20% of your income to Tzedakah. You have to be careful. A man like him will give me his check, but now say, Rabbi, just write what you want. He does these kind of things. So 20%, Aser to Aser. Keep it going. You're on the roll. Aser to, that's why it says, Yaakov said to Hashem, Aser Asrenu Lach. Two times. It didn't say once. And Yaakov didn't say, I'll give Chomesh. That's the Medik of the Morinayim. When Yaakov introduced the idea of double tithing, he didn't say, I'll give 20%. Be precise. Say, God, if you're good to me, I'll give you Chomesh. I'll give you Esther Machuz. 20%. No, he says, Aser Asrenu. I'll give you 10 and give it 10 again. I'll tithe and tithe again. Because really, the bracha has a chaymer of a tzura. What he said is, back when he said double lush, he meant to say, I want a double bracha from you, Hashem. I want that in the schus of the first ma'aser, so the bracha should emanate from Shemayim. The unlimited bracha, as we said earlier, should start to flow from heaven. and the schus of the second ma'isa that I give, I should be a no limits person. I should be a vessel in the kli to makabel all the shefa. Because what's the good of all the bracha coming if I'm a nobody? So it could be that you know. And also, it turns out you get what you expect. Do you think big? Do you think you deserve a lot? Do you think it's about time you decorated your house? About time that you had more money, less work and more money? Do you believe you deserve it? You get what you deserve. If you believe you deserve a lot more, you get a lot more. If you think small, you'll get small. So you have to believe in it. Aser Hashem means I'm going to keep it up. I'm going to keep up the expansion project. Not only am I want Hashem, I want Meiser and Meiser. I want it to be a compatibility system. And I want that there's a Duchra of a Nukva, I said earlier. There's giver, taker, giver, taker, giver, taker. There should be a parallel between the giver and the taker, and I should be worthy that the Meiser that's coming for you, Hashem, or the Shefa, I should be a clear to get it. So I'm starting this dynamic called Aser Hasrenu. And it all comes in the schus of Amunah. Amunah is what kovei your pranasa. If you want a big secret to the economic formula, don't go to, if you really be honest, you want to get an economic formula for success, you go to the Mor Hanayim. You don't go to Professor Alman, who won, is from Yid, who won the Nobel Prize for Economics last year, and he wouldn't accept it on Shabbos, came Motzi Shabbos to the Yarmulke, his whole family came, checked his frock for shotness, B'kiddush Hashem. But the economic policy of the Mor Hanayim is much more, he has game policy. Mor Hanayim says it's not game. He had this game theory of economics, and it works. War is a whole shikul Torah. So anything that's too hard to understand couldn't be right. You know, if it's just too hard, game theories, if you have to be a genius to understand that something is wrong. Mor Hanayim is very simple. And Mor Hanayim says another shikul Torah is very simple. He says this is the vort. The Chacham said, I live with this one. He who does not run after Pranasa, Pranasa runs after him. But he who runs after Pranasa, Pranasa runs away from him. His name is Nasan. Nasan Titan. You're a giver. You're the Duchra. Shalom. What? Nasan Shalom. Wow. Shlemus. So Nasan backwards is Nasan. What you give, you get back. If a person would not run after his Pranasa, Pranasa run after him. You know what running means? You just walk to work slowly. Running means that you're making concessions and compromises. You're doing things you don't want to do. You don't really want to do it in that conflict. You're just doing it for Pranasa. You're lowering yourself to it. That's called running after Pranasa. Running means that it's attracting you. Running means that it has influence. The Pranasa controls you. You don't control it. When it controls you, then it's not good Pranasa. Then it runs away from you. If you run after it, it runs away from you. But if you run away from it, meaning you just do what you think is right, and you're comfortable, you don't make any concessions on your morality, your ethics, or your style, lifestyle, then the money, you're running away from the money, it's going to run after you. People don't understand that. You have to be there. Parnassah is all about attitude. And the attitude is, I don't run after the money. The money is lower than me. Let it run after me. Not only that, the rule is, that's what he says, is Gaval to Gavart, that everything in the world wants to go to Madrega higher than it. This is the rule. That everything in the world wants to elevate itself to a higher level. So therefore, if I hold myself higher than the money, and I deal in the chush of a way, then the money wants to go into my pocket. The money is dying to me in Zisha Katz's pocket. Because Zisha Katz is higher than the money. And everything in the world wants to be higher people. Do you want to be with low people or with high people? Who don't hang out with? Forget God. It's about people. What kind of people want to hang out with? People. People higher than you or lower than you? So what are you doing here?
Higher.
Everything we're all wants to be somebody higher, not something lower. So if you're higher than your money, the money's going to run after you. But if you bow down to the money, you lower yourself to the money, you lower your standards, you lower your self-image, you lower your self-respect for the sake of getting some money, money says, this guy's a lowlife, huh? I'm higher than him. He's bowing down to me. I'm not going to go to him. Givaltik. Not only that, another thing is he says, everything wants to come to its shayrish. Everything wants to come to its root. So a yid who is mechubra to the shayrish, to the Rabban Shalom, a yid who is da'avik b'Hashem all day, doesn't think about money, he thinks about God. That's the root of everything. So therefore, everything wants to go to its roots. So the money's running after this yid. So he says,
a person lowers himself, the money is higher than him. And therefore the money wants nothing to do with him. The money wants nothing to do with him. Because the money is higher than the man. So a person who is running after God, that makes him a higher person, so the money runs after him. But if you run after the money, you're lower than the money, it runs away from you. This is economic theory 101. You need nothing else than this. No Keynesian theories, no Adam Smith theories. So we can give you a degree in economics, advanced economics, all from the money line. There's another shtickel from the Chavis Lavavis, but I'll save that for another time. That's, I have to give a dissertation someday in Jewish economics. I'm sorry? Money wants to come to a man who's at the Shorish. So if you are Davik in God, who is the source of all blessing, the money wants to be Davik, because everything wants to be Davik in the source. The more Yid is Davik and Hashem was the source, every good thing is Davik in them. People, money, power, everything. This is the Yisayit of life. It's an awesome Yisayit. And with this, he tidges up Pshat in what I'm sure you say every night before you go to sleep, Tilum Ayin Tes. This is the most, these are the two most important kapitel to say for Tikkun Chatzos every night, is Kuflam and Zion Al Naz Bavel, and Ayin Tes, which is Mizmalasaf Elakim Bo Goyman Achlasecha. And here's where he tidges up the Pasuk. Again, every word of the Mar Naim, this is very long on Eschanan, we could spend days on this. I'm just giving you a mashu of the slightest little morsel. Mizmalasaf Elohim Bo Goyman Achlasecha. O God, the goyim have entered into your estate. Timu es echel kachecha. They have defiled your holy palace. Samas yishlayim le'iyim. They made yishlayim into a heap of rubble. What's the shot? Said the Mornayim, right here on this sickle, he says from the Baal Shem Tov. Baal Shem Tov. The Baal Shem Tov is his pasuk. What it means is, that Yerushalayim represents the Yiddish heart. Yerushalayim is the heart of the world, and you have Yiddish heart. So when it says because of Yerushalayim over here, it means the Jewish heart. Elikim bo goyim nachlasecha. You know what has happened? You know what the tsar is? That even before the Jews were in exile, even before the Jews were exiled amongst the goyim were inside the Jews. The goyim have entered your nachla Hashem. They've entered into the Jewish people, into the hearts of the Jewish people. The Jewish heart is the Holy of Holies. They defiled it with Jews adopting Goyish values, Goyish desires, Goyish dreams. Some is Yerushalayim Le'iyim. They made Yerushalayim, the Jewish heart, into a Churban. They ruined the real Jewish heart. Jews don't want Jewish things anymore. We want Goyish things. I see more and more escalades in our parking lots. It's terrible. These Cadillac escalades, these disgusting huge carriages. I don't know what it cost a month to rent. Such a guided machine. We have to go around Escalade, even a navigator. A little Honda, obviously will get you to the same place. Need a van. No! I have to have this guided SUV. The Escalade. Hope you don't drive an Escalade. Escalade. Status symbol. Ridiculous. Meshuggah. Oh, why not, Rabbi? It's not $100. It's not $200. I'll throw it away in garbage. You can give it. I can think a lot of things. What's the difference between having $200 to me? It makes no difference. It's true. You know, I can afford an Escalade also. I can afford an Escalade every month. I could indeed lease an Escalade. What's $500 a month? Okay, so not $200. I got the same cheshbon. I can do a lot of things. $100 here, $100 there. You know what it is. We can afford it. Yeah, depends on the price of electricity. We'll see what my electric bill is next month. But you know, we can do things. But my goodness, that's the test. That's a goyish zach. It's a goyish status symbol. Bigger Cadillac Escalade. My goodness, gracious. Mamash, a Suburban is good enough too. It's really awesome. And I can see the Yetzara of it. But it's the Yetzara. It's a goyish zach. And every time you have the goyish dream inside of you, you're pushing out the Jewish dream. People don't understand that. So therefore, they says the Baal Shem Tov. The problem is that Jews stopped wanting Jewish things. And that's the pshat. Bo goyim v'nachla secha. Goyim and goyish ha-zach have entered into the nachla of Klal Yisrael. They were metame the holy temple, which is the Jewish heart and the Jewish desire.
and the major shrine, which is the Jewish heart, the Eim, into the Churban. There's just no room for other things. I can't begin. Nothing to say. Thus he does. And therefore, the davening is not a davening. He says the heart has no room for davening. That's why it says the Levite, it says, Shafchu damam kamayim, Tzivos Yushlayim v'enkover. They have let out Jewish blood. Blood is Jewish passion. They have shed Jewish blood because Jewish passion is no longer for holy Jewish things. They shed their blood like water. They turn their blood into water, which is lifeless, has no energy. Tzivos Yushlayim, and everything is around Yushlayim, and no one gets into the inner core of their heart. V'enkover. There's nobody who can bury it back inside Yushlayim. The Jewish people we have had a bloodletting, and we have no blood left. We need a major blood transfusion. Our hearts are emptied of blood. Our hearts are emptied of Jewish desires. Shafchu damam kamayim. Our blood has become water. And therefore, hayinu sherpa l'shchenenu. We're sherpa. People have no respect for Jews anymore. Laga kells us, you're saying that we're a joke. People don't think Jews are a holy nation. We're not the holy nation of God. We're good money makers, maybe. Now they think we're good soldiers or good murderers. But people don't respect Jews for really Jewish things anymore. Not at all. We're not considered the moral compass of the world. We're not considered holy, moral, decent, wise, enlightened. Nah, that's for the Dalai Lama. That's for other Goyish Azach and the Pope. Rachmon Lislan. Poo, poo, poo. He represents something. People like to meet the Pope. When was the last time someone traveled to Yerushalayim to meet Rabbi Yashiv, a Goy? Jews are going to the Pope all the time to meet the Pope. It's a good photo op. People like to be with the Pope. But the Dalai Lama, that's Kishmak. These are choshuva people to spend time with. Archbishop of Canterbury, the Alazachim, Queen Elizabeth. But who is it? Someone's going to go. How many going to go to visit Reb Chaim Kanievsky? How many Jews go to visit Reb Chaim Kanievsky? From a Yidden, yeah, but not the other Yidden. So that is the pshat in this mizmor over here. So he says clearly, if Jews would readopt Jewish values, then we'd have pranasa too. Once the Jewish people, their hearts are empty of what there should be. When you want the right things, then you become a kli for everything. A Jew has to expand his heart. When our hearts are filled with amuna, the heart is big. There's room to put money there, health in there, other good things in there, everything you put in. But if it's not done, if there's no expansion of amuna, then the heart is a kli, metzumtzum, and nothing fits in over there. Those are the three yesodes he says in Parshas Chanan, Legabi Pranasa. And just to round it off, he says also in Parshas Re'eh, where he speaks about Meiser as well, and he says that, he says another yesod is beautiful. He says, that which Chazal say, Aser to Aser, Aser b'shul shetis asher, give Meiser, you get rich, about this kipshuto. But that's what a tzaddik wants, to get rich, to have a lot of money. I told you the Chofetz Chaim fasted times chaloyim when he dreamt, he had a nightmare that he won a lot of money in the lottery. It was a nightmare to him. What do we do with those money? I'm about them learning. What do we do with those money? Many of us wouldn't mind having such nightmares. Chofetz Chaim was a nightmare to win the lottery. It wasn't a sweet dream. So he says that in the Chanami, the emes of Shat Aser, Rishil Shasash, Rabbi Lashiris is, Midas Astapkus. Zog the Heilig Marinayim, that the biggest Ashiris is to be happy with your lot, to be satisfied. That's what it means, Asa Shavu Shazash. You'll feel like Aisha. Not that you have all this money to deal with. What's the terror? You have to call your bank every day. You have to call your portfolio manager every day. You have to watch the stock market. That's the biggest curse in the world. Watch the stock market every day. Which way is stock? Up, down, sideways, forwards, upwards, downwards. What's happening? Ay-vay. What? That's a life? Always worried about the stock. It's up, it's down. My moods are controlled by the stock market. It's up today, down today, down today, up today. Everything is the stock market, my business, my account, my line of credit. That's a shiris. One minute again, marba nechasa, marba daiga. Zog de marinayim, aser v'shusha tisasher, a shiris is, midas is tapkas. I'm happy with it. I'm so happy. Baruch Hashem, no problems. Baruch Hashem, I'm very, I pay my bills. He says, that's goofy pshat, what Chazal say. Eino de meis, v'chati tavasa biyadai. A person who doesn't die with even half of his desires in his hand. So if that's the case again, the more you have, the more you want. And your life is one endless cycle of new desires. She says, that's good pshat. And he says, Zok to my name, Kedarka. He's been dying, the pshat in Chazal is, it says, Ein Adam Meis. Adam Meis means, Adam, not a person doesn't die. It means, a dead person, ain't other mace. If you're a dead person, you're dead to the Rabbi Shalom. When you're dead, when you have an amuna. If you have an amuna, you never die. If you have amuna of Hashem, you believe in Kel Chai, you're alive forever. Hashem is alive, you're alive. But if a person is a dead person, he's dead to the Rabbi Shalom. He's oblivious to the Rabbi Shalom. Ain't not the mace. Another mace, he doesn't have chatzit devas of yadoi. He'll never have enough time because he's living with his body. The body has endless desires. It goes on and on and on forever. But a person who's an Adam Chai, Nadam Chai. The more amun he has, the more stopkas he has. This is what Hashem wants me to have. If Hashem wants me to have more, to have more. Shasali called Tzarki. Made a brach in the morning. Hashem took care of all my needs. I must have all my needs. Shasali called Tzarki. Now don't worry, the answer is always working. Because now we think of ways to make money, we think of ways to save money. Ah. It's another thing drives us crazy. Save money. You go once a week to the store with 300 bottles for get nickel deposit on them. You're the guy who saw that. You went with a couple hundred bottles. You went to ShopRite. Let's see, 300 times a nickel is how much? What'd you make on that? $15. What? How much did you make on the 300 bottles? Filled up two cars. You pressed the service all your neighbors and friends. The kids on bikes. Think of ways of saving money. And there's another way. Living people have other things on their mind. They're interested every day in saving amuna, saving time, they can learn more, saving energy. You have to save time and energy. Your energy and your time is worth more than the 300 bottles for deposit. That's the ikir. It also goes into midas estapkus. Gevaltik. Ide mitzvahs meiser tiskel midas estapkus. Shleitas chaser. Then you're an usher be'emes. As if you state, the ezu usher shmei v'chelkoi. Ah. And that's what you have to act in Zinn, you have to have a mind. You have to have a mind that when you give the Maisa, you want to be Masashi, you get what you want. See the Brachim is Mischalve, what you want. You want money, you'll get money. If you want to get Histapkus, that's even better. So you have a choice. It's a boutique world. It's a designer boutique world. You can get what you want. You want money? For the Maisa, you get money. You can cash in for real money. Or you can get me this Histapkus. So he says it's better. He highly recommends me this Histapkus. Those are some of the assizes in Eilig Mor and I am Heidi Parsha. And just we'll end off with one word from the Heilige Kedushas Levi, which again is lots on this Parsha, but it's a little bit late. There's a few assizes. Well, I have a few to share with you maybe. Okay, the one assize I must tell you before we lose our energy level here, he says a Merdig of Shat. In Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, on page Shin Pei Aleph. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. It brings the Mavur by the Seinu and the Zohar Kaddish. Every day a bas goes out in the Har Chayrev, and Tzadikim Yizoichet to hear the baskel. You have to be a tzadik to hear a baskel. I'm sure you've all heard a lot of sounds, a lot of baskels. You know what the baskel says? The baskel says, one baskel says, Shema Yisrael. Hey, listen up, Pa Yisrael. And what she listened to, that b'chol eis and b'chol rega, there's a baskel that's saying, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Ain't not mavad, there's nothing but Hashem. So when we say Shema Yisrael, he's saying, Shema Yisrael, hey, listen to the baskel. You should yizoich to hear the baskel. What's the baskel going to tell you? Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, and that's the Amunah. Moon is not reinforcing every second. Something scares you, you get nervous. Things aren't looking so good. Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Hashem will take good care of you. You're created by Hashem. Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. That's the Taich. And I'll say one last thing. We have in the Parshas of Eschanan a repeat of Maamar HaSinai. We have a repeat of Maamar HaSinai. So Zot the Hail Gemara Nayim, that's by HaSinai, it says in Parshas Yisro, Vayered Hashem al HaSinai, Hashem came down. So he explains this pasuk in many different ways. What does it mean Hashem came down? So he says that the pshat is, that says in Sefer Shmuel, then in Sefer Shmuel, Tzadik Moishel B'Yiris Lakim, the Tzadik rules with Yiris Shemayim. The tzaddik was Yerushalayim, is Moishel Kaviyachal, is the boss over God. You want to be God's boss? You like playing boss? I'm a great employee for you, Hashem. Kav Yochel. It says, Mimoy shall be tzaddik. HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes to Gzeri v'tzaddik mevatla. The tzaddik mevatla Hashem is Gzeris. That's the Kodesh Hashem gave us. So that's the pshat zog to Hedda Gemara Naayim. V'yered Hashem al Sinai. When Hashem came to Sinai and gave the Torah away, Kav Yochel was like Yerida. Because now we're the boss, he's under us. We're the Balabatim. Who's the CEO of the world? Me. If I believe it, I am. Yeah, I believe it. Do you believe? If you really believe and live that way, then I'm the boss of the world. Hashem doesn't, you know, Hashem takes orders from me. Tzadik Geyser, Kadosh Baruch Hu Mekayim. So I have big goals in life. You want to be the president, you want to be the CEO of GM. Or Toyota may be better. You want to be the CEO of IBM. A lot of money, a lot of good stock options. I want to be CEO of the whole Bria. I want to be CEO of God. I want to be chief operations, chief operations officer, COO. I want to be the COO. I want to be the chief executive and the chief operations officer of the Gansa Bria. I can do it. Become a tzaddik. I want you to be the boss of only one company, just of a Toyota and IBM. I'll be a boss over everything in the world. How do you become a boss over the whole world? By being a boss over yourself. By being a boss over Yetzirah. That's all you gotta do. It's very simple. No college degree necessary. You don't have to get an MBA. You don't have to get an MBA. You don't have to have a PhD. You don't have to have a lot of job experience. You have to just one thing. Be the boss over the Yetzirah, and you're boss over yourself, and you're boss over the veil. That's it. You might show over the Yetzirah, and you might show over the ganze world, because you might show over God. Wow. Very simple. No college degree necessary. And if the college degree takes away, absolutely no college degree is allowed. No college degree allowed. It takes away. The college degree will destroy it. So Meili says that's of a year that Hashem went down, because it means that was Kaviyach, the Yerida of the Rabban Shalom. He gave it, he became lower than the Tzaddik by giving the Torah away to Klal Yisrael. That's one pshat. Another pshat, he has many pshat. I'll tell you one last pshat. He says, the year that Hashem, he says, Ki nishtana nevuas Moshe Rabbeinu from Shah Nevi'im. Zodin Nevi'im Zog the Heilige Kedush Levi Devreim Chasumim. And Nevuas Moshe Devor V'chom Lovim. The words of every Navi, the words themselves are not comprehensible to another person. The Navi not only gets the Nevuah, he gets the explanation of his Nevuah, and only he can explain it. Only Navi can explain the Nevuah. Not so Moshe Rabbeinu. He says, by another Navi, let's go back, by another Navi, what Yeshaya Navi said, that's it. He was given the Nevuah, and he was given the explanation, and no one else can, you can't explain it differently, so to speak. This is it. Yeshaya said it, Yirmiyahu said it, it's finished. You cannot be Mishana Shum Dovrim Asagas Anavi. It's a deep word, but Moshe Rabbeinu, where was Shechinah in the Beres, but there's Groinoi, Kaviyahu, state in Zohar Kodesh, that the Shechinah was speaking through Moshe's throat. So when the prisoner from Moshe, they really weren't hearing Moshe. They were hearing the Shechinah itself. When you hear Yeshaya, you hear Yeshaya. When you hear Yirmiyahu, it's Yirmiyahu. When you hear Moshe, it's not Moshe, it's Hashem Himself. And therefore, Hayamevin Kolechad Lefimajigosai, Misechel Elyon, Shinestamsim, Atsechel Atachtam, Shabakot and Shabisol. Lechain the voice Moshe, Mufurish Lechodam, Vizeva Yerid. But Yerid Hashem al Har Sinai means Hashem went down on Har Sinai to the lowest level, to any yid, even the lowest of low. Every yid is his own saga entire. That's if of art. Every yid has his own hasaga entire, because it's not coming from Moshe. It's coming from Moshe, Hashem speaking through his, Moshe is a loudspeaker. Moshe is a megaphone. And therefore every yid is hearing it, Kaviyach of Hashem directly. And every yid, this is the answer to Nazmadrega. If it's given to Moshe, it's Mamish Moshe, it's like Yeshaya is Yeshaya. Kol Navi, every Navi has his own signal. Every Navi has his own style. Every Navi is a very personalized Nevuah. It's Aspaklari Shein Amira. But Moshe ben Adavka, because he was transparent, so it went right through Moshe, and Klai Israel hears directly from Hashem. Every person hears differently. A big person hears it one way. A small person a different way. So Hashem went down to the lowest of low Yid, and said, whatever you understand, that's good also. Every Yid understands his Madrega. That's good enough. Azevil der Banishtam. Those are the words of the Kedush Levi, Rabbi Yisai. So we shall stop here. And with Hashem, we will.